Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
That's right. Good evening. Happy Valentine's Day. Some of you are tired of hearing about it, but it's not over yet. Hey, everyone's entitled to their opinions. Happy Valentine's Day. Tonight we have your top 10 tips for personal success. You know, we're going to dabble a little in health, dabble a little bit in life, you know, a little bit in society, just to help you along. Top 10 tips for your personal success tonight as we celebrate Valentine's Day here in America. Jump on it to get your shout out as we play your Quiet Storm host tonight, TM Hyman Radio Lifestyle. Jump on it, 917-889-3926 to get it in. Shout out your boo. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. And, you know, I'm not a hater. We got some haters on the show, but I'm not one of those haters. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll help you to get it in tonight. We are playing your Quiet Storm host, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now, here's one of those jams that you and your boo, yeah, y'all can relax to right here on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Forever.
lover in you, WHGC, TM Hyman Radio Live, Howard Hewitt, a throwback on this Valentine's Day evening. Monday, February 14th, 2011. It's here, folks. Almost over for all those haters out there. 917-889-3926. Tonight, it's Valentine's Day, and we have your top 10 personal success tips, although we'll probably end up giving you more than 10. We're talking about health, personality, life, and society. Got the top 10 personal tips for success all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Happy Valentine's Day, CeeLo.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Hello, everyone.
What's good? All the way live from Newark, Delaware. It's Valentine's Day evening. Welcome to the show, Latoya.
Yeah, what's happening? Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Dee Dee should be joining us here shortly. Quiet Valentine's for me. I'm just, like, chilling.
Did you cook yourself, like dinner or something?
I did not cook dinner. I've just really been working, going about my usual. It's a regular evening for me. Kind of somber, because when I was in the pulling up in a parking lot of a grocery store, it was like something was happening. And I'm like, what the hell is happening on a Monday at like 5:30? And it was the Valentine's Day rush.
Yeah.
The parking lot was like gridlock. I was like, okay.
That's how Walmart
special looked to a lot of people.
Walmart at 1 o'clock in the morning, and it was children, well, teenagers in there, like clearing off the, you know, the shelves, getting their stuff for their little sweethearts for school.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. I'm far from being a hater. And
when you're young,
because
older, it's like. Because you don't care.
That's not true. You don't care. I realize a lot of people care about this day. If you want to shout your boo out, if you want to shout out the fact that you just dropped your boo, however it rocks for you, 917-889-3926, hit us up tonight. We have your top 10 personal success tips in the midst of it all. And we're gonna play your Quiet Storm DJs tonight. That was Howard Hewitt for The Lover and You. We're going to keep the slow jams coming all night long. Hey, in the area of health, and I'm not trying to steal no health and wellness shine, but drink plenty of water this year. You know, leave a lot of the caffeine alone. Drink water. Stay hydrated. I know people say, ew, I don't like water. But look, drink water. Drink water. Drink water. I'm going to keep saying drink water. And
ew,
and
I don't like water.
I know, right? I know. But eat more foods that grow on trees and plants. And eat less foods that's manufactured in plants.
Ooh, I don't like vegetables. Ooh, oh my
hey, but that's the stuff that's good for you.
Baked cakes. Look, I'm trying to tell you, make them from scratch. It's the best thing ever in the world.
Hey.
I'm telling you, like,
you're
better
to live a long life
out of the store. Like, seriously. Like, if you make stuff from scratch versus using the stuff in the box. That's
hey,
a healthier way.
That is healthy, but you know what? I'll tell you something better. We got to go organic. Organic is a little more expensive, but we have to go organic.
Yeah, grow your own vegetables. You know, I mean, they have the, you can get tomatoes from anywhere now. You know, they have the tomato plants and the, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot to get seeds to grow, you know, vegetables. Yeah. That's the best thing, I mean, to avoid, like, the pesticides and stuff that are...
And to spend less money. It's more economical.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Like, I'll go to, like, all these. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, do a commercial or anything, but go to, like, all these, like, for the vegetables or whatever, because I know that they get them fresh, you know, and they don't have that same waxy stuff on it that when I go to, like, the higher-priced stores, you know, because you're kind of paying for the building and the stuff that's in it versus the actual food, you know. But then you got to watch the grocery stores that have, like, expired food and stuff on their shelves, you know. You got to be very mindful.
Right. It is 10:14 in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. Hey, we'll be right back.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Love
Muhammad Radio Live. Darnell Jones, Love Like This. It's Valentine's Day evening. Monday, February 14th in the city. Some people are very tired of hearing about Valentine's Day. That's their business. If you want to shout your folks out, hit us up. We'll let you get on the mic. Shout your boo out. Toya CeeLo, thanks for riding tonight. Y'all got any special plans?
Let's see. I made grilled cheese sandwich, and I baked and I baked the cake.
What kind of cake did you bake?
It's like banana and pineapple, and
you had to think about it. Who bakes a banana cake? Get out of here. Banana and pineapple. That sounds delicious.
It's banana pineapple, though.
Banana pineapple cake.
Yes.
Did you use real bananas and real pineapples?
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
I made it from scratch.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. I'm excited.
Any plans? Hey, I almost want you to Federal Express me a piece of that cake.
I'll bring one from Miami.
One to Miami.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
That's
we
funny.
Have to snack on.
That is funny.
We selling dollar slices.
Oh, you're going to sell them dollar slices. Okay, Toya. You heard that. Dollar slices. We selling a cake, dollar slices.
What?
Toya.
Okay.
Oh,
some
my.
Your post-Valentine's Day gift.
She's selling that cake.
Any,
trying to find her Valentine down there. She was talking about last night.
What? Okay. I'm going to tell you, happy Valentine's Day to my future boo.
Hey, Toya, any plans? You're
crazy. No, none at all.
Okay.
No, this is a Monday evening. I got to get up and go to work in the morning.
You know what? That is special like yesterday? You didn't do like a dinner or anything yesterday?
No.
One more time.
I have stuff to do. This is regular Sunday dinner. She said that we have a special dinner. No, it's regular Sunday dinner.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Daughter. Just regular Sunday dinner.
Right. Okay. All right. No balloons. No.
No,
no, I don't. I mean, like everybody.
The state
everybody.
Of the economy.
That's okay. I made you a foiled duck. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, we wait till the 4th. Right. You got to cover up the leftovers.
We'll be back.
Wrapping the soap up and foiled you as the body of the damn duck.
10:21 on the East Coast. We'll be back.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now, here's one of those jams that you and your boo, yeah, y'all can relax to right here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
If you only would stay.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. You just heard Chester Gregory. Look out for him in the up-and-coming Broadway play Sister Act. He has a lead role in that, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he plays Eddie in that Whoopi Goldberg-produced Broadway play in NYC.
Yes, yes.
I love his voice. And it's funny because when you look at him and then to hear his voice, it sounds like two different people.
Yeah.
To me, anyway.
Chester Gregory. Yeah. I think that record drops tomorrow, right?
Today.
Drop today.
Hey.
Yeah, drop today. On Wednesday, hey, check us out, Hump Day. Does stress relief and relaxation lead to a longer life? Our special guest is our resident health and wellness expert, Dole Mayor Willingham. He'll talk to us about stress and stress relief, the massage therapy, and how that does, in fact, help to extend the lifespan. Don't know, but call up. Listen to us Wednesday night, 10 p.m. She's the expert, not me. Tonight we have your top 10 tips for personal success this year. Encouraged you, number one, to drink plenty of water. Number two, hey, eat more foods that grow on trees and plants, and eat less food that's manufactured in plants. Two real good tips. Moving right along to personality. Hey, don't compare yourself to others. I mentioned that a little on last night with the empowerment segment. But just to go a little deeper, you know, don't really waste your precious time and energy on gossip. It is a waste of time and energy. Don't do it. And then karma's a beast. You know, you get out what you put in, right?
Yeah.
And then number two, make peace Again With Your Past is a repeat from last night, but I think it's important. Make peace with your past so that it won't spoil your present.
Yeah.
That's the fourth tip tonight. Talking about personal success 2011.
Yeah, because and I, the last tip you just, yeah, making peace with the past. Yes, because you have to be able to acknowledge your the lessons that you've learned, not the mistakes that you've made, but the lessons that you've learned, and to be able to apply them to become that successful you. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Valentine's Day in the city.
What's the nicest Valentine, like what's the nicest thing you've done for Valentine's for someone?
For me, it would have been dinner aboard the Spirit of Norfolk on a midnight cruise on an unusually warm, I think, day in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a few years ago.
Hmm.
I remember it like it was yesterday, though.
Uh-huh.
I thought we were going to get married.
Wow.
Oh, look at
that.
Yeah,
it was like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So now you answer the same question.
Wow, the nicest thing I've done for somebody for Valentine's?
The nicest thing you've ever done for someone on Valentine's.
Wow. I think, you know what, actually one of the suggestions I gave the other day, it was for my daughter's father. He was a writer, a rapper, and so I got him this pen with his stage name on it, and I got him like this writing material, like these papers. Like it was like this, you know, everything was like monogrammed for him or whatever. And it was like really personal. So yeah, I think that was about the nicest thing I've ever done. I don't think I've done anything else after that.
That's what's good. Well, at least you've done one nice thing. Damn, like. If you've never done anything, at least you've done one thing. Hey, we'll be right back. Finance, 10:30 in the city. Happy Valentine's Day.
Don't wanna be a player.
About the state of the economy and how people are doing just about anything to make ends meet. So I found a few quirky jobs, if you think outside of the box, things that you can do if you have certain set of skills that you can, you know, use to obtain, you know, extra income. The first one being a virtual question answerer. I know that sounds strange, but, you know, even though the economy may be improving, some companies are still trying to cut costs. And one of the ways that they do that is by reducing the number of the full-time employees physically in the office and taking advantage of the push to move more business online. So to do so, e-businesses are looking for, quote-unquote, virtual field agents to answer basic questions in real time or write articles about simple tasks. Also, mobile app developers, with all of the smartphones that are being, you know, developed and released, it seems like, on a monthly basis, developers who make mobile apps are in demand. You know, you don't always need to be in the office or even employed full-time to be an app developer. It's a very rare skill, and those who have the skills can actually dictate their working conditions. You know, some of the listings for app developers on Indeed.com are showing that they may be, you know, paid $50,000 or more. So, I mean, if it's a skill like that that you have, you definitely want to cash in on it. Also, professional Twitterer. I know that sounds strange also, but, you know, social media hasn't just changed the way we live. It's changed the way companies operate and advertise. You know, every business can benefit from some Tinder type of Twitter care. They're often willing to pay an impressive hourly rate if you can turn those 140 characters into 100% brand loyalty. So professional Twitterer is an actual job posting that's out there online right now. So look that up. Another tutor, you know, this is not a quirky job, but, you know, people tend to forget there are still kids out there that need help with schoolwork. And being a tutor, you can make excellent money from $10 an hour to $80 an hour, depending on the location and the subject. On Indeed.com, currently they have almost 16,000 listings for tutors from pre-K to pre-calculus. So just keep that in mind. You can make a lot of money doing that, especially if you have the skills you know, need to help those people, you know, with whatever subject it is that they need help with. And the last would be focus group participants. Here's one that you don't think of as a job, but if you need the extra money, it can be a good gig. Companies are always looking for focus group participants to give them real feedback on their products. And in this tight economy, companies can't always afford any missteps with products that they bomb. So focus groups can usually get paid an upward of $200 an hour for your time. The focus group consistently supplies the best time-to-money ratio. And again, Indeed.com has about 80,000 job listings involving focus groups, including focus group designers and focus group moderators. So just keep those in mind. Again, if you have a certain skill that you think can be useful in helping you obtain some type of extra income, you may think it's a weird skill, but there are a lot of people out there that may have that same skill or are seeking someone who has that skill. So keep that in mind. And also, with the economy the way it is, it's a perfect time to, you know, step out on faith and start that business that you may have been thinking about for years on end. So, you know, if you don't have a high overhead and you have the funds to actually start your own business, that's another thing that you need to think about right now while the economy is still kind of on the downside. So just keep those things in mind.
Finance coming to us all the way live out of Newark, Delaware, from Toya. She knows what she's talking about. Money Monday, finance. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Most people people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Valentine's Day. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. I'm glad to join you tonight. This is Dee Dee out of Chesapeake. It's 10:49 here on the East Coast, 7:49 on the West Coast. And that was Monica with Tell Me. And tonight, just happy
like
to
that?
Be here wishing a lot of Valentine wishes.
No doubt.
What did
What's
you
going
do?
On, everybody?
Hey, Maraguay.
Hey, Boney Nachos.
What did you do for Valentine's?
You know what? I cleaned my house. I cleaned my bathroom.
I know that.
You know, I'm sorry. I cleaned the house. I cleaned the bathroom. I went to my shop. I did some more work. But you know what? I had the best Valentine's Day I've ever had. You know, I was having a situation. However, I would say I think I received more love than anybody in this world. And all the roses that were given, all the chocolate that were possibly given, I think I received the most love. I had an awesome day. Awesome.
That's great.
Yes, that is awesome. Yes.
How was your day?
Folks, tonight, we want to serve as a platform to help you to shout your folks out. But nevertheless, we got tips for you tonight. We've shared a few. We're going to exceed 10. We're just going to, you know, try to help you. So we're just going to drop them on you, all right? Yeah, let's move to society. You know, a tip, call your family more often in 2011. I know some of us are estranged from our family members, but let's connect with family members we don't normally connect with in 2011. And while a lot of folks are celebrating in this loving air, you know, I just want to send out, you know, condolences to the family of my friend Maurice Talley. He lost his grandfather today. So, you know, R.I.P. Grandpa, and, you know, much love and my condolences to the family from the folks here at T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is definitely a day that you won't forget something like that. And I've lost my grandparents. They've gone on to be, you know, with the Most High. So good memories. Just think of the good times and the good memories. And, you know, again, much love from the show. 917-889-3926. You know, if you want to shout your folks out, nevertheless, we're going to continue to be your Quiet Storm program. We're going to keep these joints banging. Yo, the Quiet Storm, that was one of my favorite programs when I was a teenager.
Quiet Storm.
Didn't y'all used to rock out to the Quiet Storm? Right.
Yes, sir. And I forgot what was his name. His voice was so deep. It sounded like thunder when he talked.
Big Dose? Who? Xavier? Big Dose?
Was it Herman Hurston?
I don't know about Herman.
I'm not
but,
sure.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about something. It's a VA thing. And they had
VA.
Quiet Storm.
Norfolk
and I'm
VA
telling you.
Specifically. Hey, I you know who I remember? I remember Phil Nelson.
Mm.
Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now, here's one of those jams that you and your boo, yeah, y'all can relax to right here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Outside, there's a soul that's convinced and it stirs you like you're coming home and Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TDDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. pull you live out of Newark, Delaware. The mayor live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It's Money Monday. Happy Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th. It is 5:03 in the a.m. in Paris, 7:03 in the a.m. out in Baghdad. It's only 11:04 right now in the p.m. on the East Coast here in America. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Why don't you do us a favor? Log on. Follow the radio show on the topics coming up on www.hacmedia.com. Click TM Hyman Radio Live, and you will see upcoming topics on Wednesday. We have our very own resident expert, Domir Willingham, talking with us about stress and relaxation. Does stress relief and relaxation lead to long living? We're going to talk about it. 917-889-3926. 55 minutes left in the show. Hanging with the angels. No other place I'd rather be on this Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you.
Oh, they will feel special. I do.
That's too funny.
Hey,
folks, Valentine's Day.
All right.
Well, y'all asked me a question earlier, but I think, CeeLo, you answered it or tried to answer it. I answered it. Before we go any further, let's ask Ms. Willingham, what was the most interesting or the nicest thing that you've ever done on Valentine's Day?
The most interesting or nicest thing I've done for someone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see. I planned a date.
Got a weak spot.
Yeah, I did, because I haven't had a Valentine's in a minute. You know, nobody loved me. Ooh. No, I'm just joking.
Oh.
Actually.
Oh, we love you.
We had love you. The first time we had seen you.
I haven't had the opportunity to do something for someone in a while. However, one year I did like a day of ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? It was just a day that, because Valentine's Day was like on the weekend. So I cooked breakfast. We did grown up things. We hung out.
We like grown up things.
A lot of grown up things went on a lot that day, let's just say that. And we ended with grown up things. And, I cooked dinner. I cooked breakfast and I cooked dinner, and we had grown up things. Ecstasy. There you go.
That's what's good.
Congratulations.
That's what's good.
Good job, Didi.
Along with those grown up things that come along with Valentine's Day, hey, folks, we have your 10 top tips for personal success tonight. You know, to go along with those grown up things that you do. Hey, drink more water this year. Drink more water. Again, forget that. I don't care that you don't like it. Drink it. Stay hydrated. It's good for you. Number two, the tip was eat more food that grow on trees and plants and eat less foods that are manufactured in plants. That's tip number two tonight. I'm going down instead of up. So just, you know, jot them down. I'm only going to recap this one time right here, halfway through, and then at the end, try to catch it. These are great tips. Number three tonight, going into the land of personality, don't waste your precious energy on gossip. It's a waste of time, it's immature, and it's non-productive or unproductive, which one of those words apply. Number four tonight, make peace with your past so that it doesn't spoil your present. You know how you can hold on to things sometimes. Number five, call your family more often. Call your family more often. And then number six tonight, you don't have to always win every agreement. Agree to disagree. Disagree to agree. That's something that you've learned along the way, but we've lost the art of learning how to agree to disagree. That's number six tonight. This is a part of your top 10 tips for personal success. jot them down, apply them. Angels.
Yes, sir. You were doing such a good job.
What's the nicest thing you've done? On Valentine's Day.
What wasn't on Valentine's Day? But it was a Valentine's Day gift. It had to be as close to Valentine's Day as I could get. I sent my husband to L.A. His favorite team is the Lakers. So I paid for him to go out there for a week, for almost a week, so he could go catch the game. He had really nice seats. I went out there with his friends and his family. So he went out there and did whatever he did while he was gone. And, yeah, I paid for it.
That's what's good.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's
awesome.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. See, I want to be able to do that for somebody. You know, it'd be
That's
nice.
That's a good gift.
Yeah. You find me one of those.
Hey, CeeLo.
Yes.
www.blackpeoplemeet.com. Hey, we'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Yes, she relieved mine. Massages for Life. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with entertainment and national news. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, people. It's Valentine's Day, February 14, 2011. Your entertainment and national news. Let's start with Valentine's distraction number one. The Patriot Act was extended through December of this year. If you guys aren't, the House approved measures that extended the Patriot Act. And this is just a good measure for the Republicans since that same bill was rejected a week ago under fast track rules. And I'm not sure if you guys, if you're not familiar with the Patriot Act, it was like an issue last year. Like, this is what, like, the whole Tea Party thing was about. But the thing is that the Patriot Act, what it stands for is uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism acts. And so pretty much what that does is that allows the government to pretty much be able to, that, like, extends their range, you know. So if they suspect you of terrorist, you know, acts, then, you know, they have rights to go into your email and tap your phones and so forth. So that's what that's about. In other news, let's talk about Jeopardy. Now, Jeopardy's been on forever, but this is the first time that this has happened. IBM teamed up with Jeopardy about 3 years ago, and the IBM computer is competing against humans this week up in, through Wednesday. And so as it stands right now, the computer is tied with one human and is beating the other one just at the end of round one. So if you want to check that out, you know, it'll be on through Wednesday. So check your local listings. And just to let you guys know that the processing power of this particular computer is the same amount as 2,800 computers. So I thought that was just really interesting. And on to music news. On the post-Grammy slope, Rihanna is being sued by a photographer, David LaChapelle, because he's claiming that her most recent video, that S&M video that everyone's been talking about, it contains, quote-unquote, directly derived images from, like, pictures that he's taken in the past. He's alleging that she stole 8 images to include like the theme and concept of the video, and so Riri has yet to entertain the allegations, but we'll see how that turns out. And last but not least, look, this is really crazy. This is for, well, your Valentine's weekend. This is Valentine's distraction number two. 23-year-old Maxim Gelman. He went on a 28-hour violent spree, beginning allegedly with his mom's boyfriend, killing them, his mom's boyfriend, his ex-girlfriend, who he had been stalking, and her mother. And then he stabbed 3 men while carjacking them, and then he ran over another man. And then at the end of his spree on Saturday, when they finally caught him, while he was slicing this man's neck on the subway, he began screaming that his girlfriend ruined his life. So,
wow.
Right. So it's just like, really? You know, it's like, don't love me to death, okay? That's really not cool. But, yeah, that's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news, except for the fact Cop Chester Gregory's album, If Only You, it dropped today. Go get it, go get it, go get it, go get it. And you heard it here first on TM Hyman Radio Live. And, yeah, that's what it is.
No doubt.
Yeah.
CeeLo, all the way live from Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
Hey, coming up, we got that new Sucker Free Wet Money.
From KP.
CeeLo, thank you. Entertainment National News from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
In the morning, like, what's the hour? With money in my hands, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers. Yeah. Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, man? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. With money, chill out and no man. Cut through, big redneck. Protest. Hello, my name's T. MDR, nigga, CMG. Rap film, movie like AMC. KP, anything for that wet money. I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget. Hustling, nigga, we stuntin'. They can't do how we does it. Every little step I take, kid, come another hitter from around my way. Wait. Out of the league, this IB, nigga. Talk a bit, it's gonna get MPA. LL2JUST. Don't fuck with me. I'll be the dad up and down this street. Cause I sit easy like an SUV for the BI.
When I hate boy, night of a dream, get up in the other state, boy. I don't, you have, don't play, boy. Don't you test, not me, boy. Rules, you better obey, boy. Say, boy, run with that boy, only boy. Ain't boy, no days off, no break, boy. Head exposed to fake, boy. I set fire, see the still, burn the crop on your life, fall. Practice what you preach, quickly see your fire, quiet, you gone. If you try, life for long, bullseye, sniper on land, yeah. I am on thin, click, fight for trauma. Keep talking bogus, let's play. Token, the clock is rolling, time crisis, lock and loaded, pocket molded, wet money, pocket soaking, pistol rock off the block when the options open. I hear that Auburn mascot, this type is focused, run through the O, Cam Newton, this champ is boasting, flow for the whole East Coast, Atlantic Ocean, sick of swim, not a body floating.
Stay
sucker
free, we gon' get this wet money.
Yeah, we gon' get this wet money.
11:27 here on the East Coast. Well, since we don't have anything special going on Valentine's Day tonight, Tim, why don't you continue with your list of positive tips to give to the people.
Absolutely. And we're halfway through. I think number five, we're halfway through. Top 10 tips. Tonight, happy Valentine's Day. We're halfway through again. Number five was call your relatives more. Call your family members more this year. Stay in contact with them. Some of us try to stay away. You know, we don't like how some people perform at reunions and family meetings. But guess what? You can only choose your friends. You can't choose your family. Call them up. Make sure they're okay. Number six tonight, don't always have to win the argument. Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree. I think number seven is a major, major one. Hey, free yourself and your mind of people. What other people think about you is none of your business. Remember that. What other people think about you is none of your business. That's tip number seven tonight. What'd you say?
No, I said that's exactly right.
That's one of our biggest issues. We can't get ahead because we're so tied and tangled up in what people think, feel, and say about us. Number seven tonight, What other people think about you is none of your business. 917-889-3926. We have your top 10 tips for personal success tonight. And this is just our perspective on it. You know, specifically, you know, my perspective on it. You know, I think the angels agree. If they disagree, trust me, they check me right on the air with y'all. 917-889-3926. We love it. This is B-Roll Radio. Wednesday, back at you 10 p.m. Friday, back at you 10 p.m. Then that following Friday, we back at you live from Miami, February 25th and 26th, Florida Mix Show Music Summit going down Miami. Hey, log on to www.hacmedia.com. On our homepage, you can now check out the Florida Mix Show Summit trailer. It's just like that. Because HAC Media is a sponsor of this year's Florida Mix Show Music Summit. Hey, coming up, we have health and wellness live
out
of VA.
And
we're going to wrap up these tips.
I have something to share. Remember, like, a couple of weeks ago, I told you that I met a woman at the crisis center. Well, she called me today to let me know that she did finally move into her place, and I was really excited for her. So tomorrow I get to go check out her new place and take her some things for her house and just try to be that support system, you know, for her, and hopefully she gets to stay clean and all that beautiful stuff. So, yeah, that was to report. Yeah.
No doubt. Good for you.
Yeah.
Hey, we definitely always trying to help keep people on top while we try to keep ourselves on top. Be a blessing, folks. The Mirequois or the Domare tells us that each and every night. Be a blessing. And we take that serious.
Yeah. Every chance we get.
Every chance we get. Hey, it's 11:32.
Yeah.
11:32. You and Tune to TMI Radio Live. We'll be back.
Happy Valentine's Day. Now, here's one of those jams that you and your boo, yeah, y'all can relax to right here on TMI Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Money Monday, February 14th. Love is in the air tonight. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Heart's Void from Taylor Music Group. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with Health and Wellness. Give it up for Domare.
And happy Valentine's Day to all the listeners out there and to TM Hyman and the Angels. And I want to let you know that tonight's Health and Wellness segment is brought to you by Massages for Life, coming to you soon. Tonight's topic is about being open-minded. And actually, it kind of relates to what we touched on last night, a lot of what we touched on last night, and about the reasons as to looking for love and all the looking for love in all the wrong places. And, you know, do we give our kids the recognition, acceptance, and love that they need in order not to look for that love in all the wrong places? But because we sometimes as parents may fail to meet that goal or achieve that, it leads to other things. And one thing is being a narrow-minded person, not being to open up, because you're lacking in that area of love because you didn't get it as a child. And what happens? This begins the cycle. When as a child you didn't get it, as an adult you still don't have it. And you haven't been told how to fix the problem or how to better that situation. So how a way for us to get momentary relief from this lack of love, acceptance, recognition, or whatever the case may be, we impress upon people our opinions and thoughts, and we always want to be right about something. The minute that you're not open up to anybody else's ideas, suggestions, thoughts, and opinions means that you're a narrow-minded person. You have shut down, closed yourself down, and you are no longer opening yourself up for other ideas, thoughts, opinions, and things of that sort. So in order, again, to make up for the love you were denied as a child, you began to attack an innocent person. You know everything. Nobody else knows anything. And that's how you rectify, that's how you put a band-aid on those feelings. So, I'm sorry. So, insisting on being right leads to awful consequences. It makes you an arrogant person, you're a self-righteous person, you're sanctimonious. It leads to bad and poor relationships. And so when you're taking out, your issues or your lack of love at the expense of someone else, it just leads to a poor relationship overall, which, again, goes back to not being open-minded, not accepting the fact that you have an issue. Find out how to address that. You're lacking in the love area, ask. If you don't know how to address that, ask. But don't take it out on someone else by, not being open-minded or making it your point to be right all the time. You definitely want to express your opinion, but you also want to stop and listen to others' opinions. If you join us on Wednesday, I'll continue further with being open-minded and some tips to help you basically get out of that closed-minded place to an open-minded place. I can definitely attest to that because I once was there, so I understand what being closed-minded is all about and thinking you right and not accepting anyone else's feedback. But I also stand on the other side of being open-minded, and it's a much better place. So please join us on Wednesday, TM Hyman Live Radio, and find out more about being open-minded.
Domare, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with Health and Wellness. It's 54 degrees here in Tampa. It's 51 in Atlanta. It's 39 in New York City. Coming up, tip 8, 9, and 10, and then we'll run it back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, If you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress. Happy Valentine's Day. Now, here's one of those jams that you and your boo, yeah, y'all can relax to right here on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Girl on me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Aaliyah with If Your Girl Only Knew on this beautiful Valentine's evening that nobody on this show is celebrating.
I'm celebrating it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, you're the only one then. Okay, excuse me.
Folks, we have tip 8, 9, and 10, and then we're going to run back all 10 before we get out of here. Again, happy Valentine's Day. Tonight we have your top 10 tips for personal success on this Money Monday. Tip number 8. Tip number 7 was, you know, what other people think about you, this is none of your business, so don't even worry about it. Tip number 8. Your job won't take care of you when you're sick. Your friends will, so stay in touch. Often we forget and get caught up in our jobs and the busyness of what we do. Guess what? When you get ill, when you need somebody, it's not going to take care of you. Stay in touch with your friends. Tip number 9. Forgive everybody. Well, forgive everyone for everything. Just forgive. Learn how to forgive. And it doesn't mean that you're going to forget, but forgive everyone for everything. It'll lead to a more stress-free life. And tip number 10 tonight, and then in a few moments we'll replay all 10 tips. I think they were good ones. But the 10th tip tonight, no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you feel. Get up, dress up, show up. Choose your attitude. We have the ability to choose our attitude. It's not always about how you feel. I got a bonus tip tonight, but that's after we recap all 10 tips tonight. That's our gift to you. 10 tips for your personal success. We'll recap them before we get out of here. Angels, as we wind down this program, thanks for riding. Happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you. You are special regardless of, you know, what's going on, how you feel about it. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
We are here on this program. 8 minutes left in the show.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
I want Valentine's Day to be over with. Can we talk? No. I think that I think you should be able to express your Valentine's love every single day and not just on the one particular day. And even if you pick every Saturday, you can try it that way. But as far as personal success, you know what, like when people are happy, like in their personal lives, it tends to show in their professional lives. So, you know, keeping those two separate is very important to to success. You know, you have to try not to bring your personal, you know, leave your personal where it was or where it's at. You know, when you're going in to handle business, you got to leave that behind. And a lot of people don't know how to do that either. You know, separate business from personal. Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well, balance, balance, balance. Got to learn how to balance it, my friends. And we'll be right back and we'll recap top 10 personal tips for success tonight. What'd you say, CeeLo?
I said I'm going to learn how to balance next week.
What's next week?
Not next week, but the week after next. Yes, isn't it? Yeah, it is that close. Miami, next week.
Okay. find that balance. Find that balance.
I am.
They sell it down at the local mall. Buy some balance. We'll be back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. The way you looking at me, you should make a video. Dress like a man, I call it like a full show. My walk mean like my name, they don't make a move. I'm so fresh, you should take a full show. Slam down, skin with a short black hair.
That's what your name will be. I'm sorry, Rose, they can only be one day. Now it's like a pattern that I got up on my face. All black, everything black, diamond rays. Black carrot and sun, black with all rays. Don't forget the black Maserati with my kids.
Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us tonight. Money, February 14th, 2011. Valentine's Day evening. Hey, protect yourself. Be safe. You know, we don't want any unwanted children, you know, because there's too many kids in the world that people aren't taking care of already. And we definitely don't want any unwanted STDs for your nasty freaks that don't protect yourself. And all over the place, spreading STDs. Protect yourself.
Damn,
help
like
our community out.
Made that.
Y'all
I mean,
know what's cracking. Y'all know what's cracking this evening.
Yes, but still, I mean, that just made me itch. I'm like, God, oh.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe it'll make people, make folks wear, you know, protection tonight. And women, you know, this goes both ways. I mean,
exactly.
Protection goes both ways. I'm very familiar with that female prophylactic. Get out of here. Protect yourself.
Congratulations.
Hey, let me run down these tips. 1 minute left in the show. Hey, tip number one, it was drink plenty of water. Tip number two, eat more food that grow on trees and plants. Eat less food that's manufactured in plants. Number three, as we move quickly along, don't waste your precious time on gossip. Number four, you know, make peace with your past so that it doesn't impact your present. Tip number five, call your family members often. Stay connected. Tip number six, don't have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. Tip number seven, don't make what other people think about you, your business. Forget about it. Tip number nine, and tip number eight, getting confused. Your job won't take care of you. Your friends will. Stay in touch with your friends. Tip number nine tonight, forgive everyone for everything. Tip number 10, no matter how you feel, get up, show up. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. We appreciate you. Join us back Wednesday, 10 p.m. Angels, take us home.
Stay rocking with the best. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Peace.
Be a blessing.
Thanks for riding with us. Happy Valentine's Day. Be blessed.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GMPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. GDPM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.